the Lord sent me to bring good news to the poor and freedom to prisoners.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Господь с вами.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer. For the laborer desires his wage. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This brief Gospel of St. Luke, which today the Church gives to us as the food for our souls, to our spirit, on the day when we celebrate St. Cyril and Methodius, it is important because it speaks about two things. It speaks about those whom Jesus sends and shows us how he sees the world, how he sees those to whom he sends his disciples. The text is important in all of its details, and from it we can learn how he sees the world. Thus, we need to learn how to shape our way of looking at things. But as the priests who are at spiritual exercises, it is a text that is very welcome in the middle of the spiritual exercises that we may learn, or to again hear, what is it that he wants from us and where he's sending us. First, that St. Luke tells us, is it's not only sending the 12, now it's a matter of 72. Evidently, he needs to send more people than the narrow circle of 12 disciples. And the detail that St. Luke says is he doesn't send them one by one, but two by two. Why? This is not unimportant, since we live in a world that not unusual that those who proclaim in Jesus' name go on their own. A great danger exists that someone proclaims God's word, that is doing what God asks of him, and he does that on his own. The danger consists in that quickly, perhaps too quickly and too easily, he forgets that he is not in the center, that he is not the most important. It is easily that it takes place that the proclaimer of the word of God, if he remains alone, consents that those who listen to him make him into a form of a guru, that they see only them, that he can be in their center, that they almost forget about the master. But the master sends them not because them to be the Alpha and Omega, not for them to be the most important, but that they may prepare his coming. They are the ones who need to prepare his coming two by two. When they go two by two, then the danger is much less. Because always one can say to the other, hey, you're not in the first plan. Or they can help each other in the way friends help each other in daily life. No one is such a great help to us as a person who is sufficiently close to us that he can say everything that he sees to us, the good and that what is not good, and that we can have trust in him. And especially if they are in the same mission. That is why if somebody has such a close partner, he needs to keep him like the pupil of the eye, take care of the friendship. And especially the one who is close to me in proclaiming of the word of God needs to be cared for well. Jesus sends them where he intends to come. It is quite clear that he wants to come and that they are preparing the way for him. And he says to him, the harvest is plentiful. The harvest. Perhaps too quickly we become to see ourselves in the sower. When Jesus speaks about the sower of the seed, we don't think about the disciples but of ourselves. In one place Jesus says the Son of Man is the sower of good seed, but he sends us into the harvest. That means that our assignment is not to think that we are bringing to people something new that they have never heard before. The assignment is to discover what is it that what God already has done in these people. What good seed already is sown in them. What good they already carry within them. Where is God already present in their lives? There's a change of the perspective of seeing, where we have to see what is it that is maturing, what is it that is good. And if we go like this towards people, all at once we discover that goodness is great. Particularly that what Jesus says, there's much undiscovered goodness, and there's much goodness. The harvest is rich that no one will see, because there's nowhere to see it as goods, God's goodness. This is why the one who sends tells them to pray that there will be others who will come into the same, not that they will be alone to go into the harvest, but they may pray that the Lord may send more of such workers. Those who are sent into the harvest are not going for themselves. And they're not going into the world that's going to be easy. Jesus directly says, you will go like lambs among the wolves, unprotected, almost into the savagery. Well, there will be a pack of wolves that perhaps will attack you and bite you. It's not easy for you. It's not simple to go unprotected to proclaim the good news in the world where there are wild beasts that exist and the wolves. But he not only says that it's going to be difficult for them, but also adds to them, you are not to carry anything with you that can protect you, or anything that you're going to carry misunderstanding to yourselves and others with. Not haversack, not purse, not sandals. Whoever goes to proclaim the word of God and brings a purse, sooner or later we come to temptation to think that the purse is more important than the proclamation. Sooner or later come on his thinking that perhaps it is important to prepare a security for himself for the uncertain time ahead. But Jesus says, do not do this. Everything will be ready for you. You don't have to do this. Others will do that for you. You will receive the food and the sleep and the house. You don't have to carry the purse or haversack or sandals, nor think that you're going for yourself or greet others to remain with them. Go. Proclaim free. And what are they to proclaim? Jesus says, first thing you have to say to them is peace to this house. Peace. Do not bring in your restlessness. Do not bring the torment that you have not solved. Bring God's peace. That is wondrous that God believes that people can do this. And at every Mass, we have something very close to this, which Jesus is saying to his disciples. At the moment, when we give the Sarah peace to each other, we are not sharing our peace. Perhaps we don't even have it. At that moment, the liturgical gesture, before extending the hand to somebody else, the priest calls us and says, "Peace of the Lord be with you." In other words, receive his peace, and we are permitted to share his peace with others, not our peace, his. And that is why God has trust, that we can give what is his to others. We cannot take this and keep it in our own pocket, just like Israelites could not keep the manna for the next day, but each day anew, we can share his peace to others, just like always anew. Every day we can pray for the food, for the daily bread, for the strength of God that comes from heaven and from which daily we live, which also we cannot save in our bags, in our pockets, but we can always, each day anew, pray and each time receive, just like manna was received by the Israelites in the desert. And Jesus says, when you come into the home of the person, it can happen that they accept peace, and that peace will remain among them. It can also happen, and it will happen, they will come across people who are not friends of peace, and then it will not remain with them. It'll disappear. It'll return back to you. People can be open for peace and receive it. They can be closed and not receive it. So we can go through Mass to each other to give the sign of peace. Give with all the faith that we are giving God's peace to the person who is completely shut to peace, and nothing will happen. He will not receive anything because he's shut, he's closed for peace. And Jesus says another detail that for me became so significant. He says, remain in the house, eat and drink with them, because their table, their daily food, their place where they daily meet is the place of proclaiming the word of God and peace. The place of evangelization. The place where the word of God reaches them. That is the most natural place. That in their homes, at their table, we bring God's word. But the kingdom of God is near. And Jesus says to them, in another detail, when you come to them, have an eye that is very sensitive, an ear very sensitive for their weaknesses, for their sickness, and heal them. He cares that we notice what it is that oppresses the people to whom we are sent, what torments them. And he cares that we place our hand upon the sick place in his name and ask him for healing, that the relationship may be healed if they are broken, that the soul may be healed if it is wounded, that the tail, body may be healed if it's sick, that in his name, his grace, that family, that home may make healthy. This would himself do when he came into the homes. When he came to the house of Peter, the first thing that he did is he healed the sick woman. In the same way, he sends his disciples. This text ends before Luke finishes the whole story, because when you look at Luke's text to the end, Jesus says, and what are you to do if they don't receive you? If they don't receive you, and it's going to happen because of different reasons, leave, shake the dust from your shoes, from your feet. What does that mean? It's an image, and it means where they do not receive you, where they bite you, where they ridicule you. When you leave, do not take anything with you. Leave it. Separate from the dust. Receive it. Take it away from you. If you carry it with you, you will carry their poisons with you. You do not need their poison. Their rejection, you do not need. You can be pure from that. It is a direct call that those who are his and proclaim him, that they may not carry any offense at being rejected or ridiculed. This is the natural situation where he was found and his own will be found. Yesterday we heard when he came into the region of Gazaret, it is the citizens who begged him to leave, and he left with a single word, not carrying any offense within him or wanting revenge, not feeling less value, knowing that people can be shut for the kingdom of God or they can be open to it. For us, this is important to understand each other, ourselves, that we are the ones who open and prepare the way for God's coming, that we are not called to bind people to ourselves. It's not necessary for us to bind people to ourselves, to expect of them acknowledgement, attention, that we can be completely fulfilled if we prepare the way to God and to experience profound joy when in our place God comes. When the place where we proclaimed his nearness and his kingdom, truly the kingdom comes. There's no greater joy than that. If you read on what Luke says, you will see the 72 return back. And in a public place, they publicly are bursting with joy, delighted at what happened, delighted that the word of God truly does what he said it will do. And Christ rejoiced, because there is no greater joy than to see that the kingdom of God is being realized in human lives. There, where hearts were broken, relationships were broken, where pain ruled, all at once, joy ruled. To collaborate in his transfiguration of the world is perhaps one of the most profound calls that a person can receive, that a person can live. May God grant that within us we may have the joy that we are sent for such a mission. Amen.